And a very warm welcome back to the programme, into the second hour of this Thursday show. Great to have you with us. And let's reintroduce our panel in the studio. We're joined by Nadia Wepe, who has her own company called Baby Arabia, which promotes activities for children in different languages. And it started with Arabic, but it's since grown and moved on from that. So it's wonderful to have you in the programme. Thank you for joining us, Nadia.
Thanks.
And we're also joined by Cyril Zammit, who is the Fair Director of Design Days Dubai. Cyril, welcome.
Thank you.
And believe it or not, we've all just been talking about food non-stop.
I've got a challenge I'd like to throw out. You know Mini, the car brand, they send people out on a world tour. If Mini are listening in, what I'd like to do is to go out on the road with Siobhan and some of the people that have joined us in a series of Minis, and we drive round different places and do a report.
And take away food.
Take away food and taste it and best pizzas and all of that, but it's multi-global travel.
Oh right,
so
okay.
We travel from
I
here
like
to
the
wherever,
idea of
and
that.
Then you
I'm
know,
up for it.
In Switzerland, there's a mini waiting. So if the Mini people are listening in, that's our wish for the
we
day.
It could be called the Mini Food. What do you even have to think of a little
caravan?
The caravan, the mini caravan. The food caravan.
Mini Gourmand.
I can't believe the amount of people who've texted in telling us about their favourite pizza places.
Naked Pizza gets a couple of shouts. I have to say, the last time I did try Naked Pizza, sorry, this is my personal point of view, I didn't think it was up to scratch at all. It wasn't a pizza. It was too organic for me.
What organic?
Else? Yeah, it just tasted too bland. Mm. It was like a cookie. It had that kind of strange taste.
Do you know
taste.
Where my favourite pizza is at the moment? The Organic Food and Cafe.
Really?
Yeah, they have great pizza.
I hate that cafe. I love the shop. I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to say things like that.
Well, they're your points
shop.
Of view. They
the
do not
shop.
Represent the ARN
channel. Disclaimer,
yes.
Another great point, and I think it is, could be something for another show, but a great point that Nadia raised as well. And I've noticed it, even though my child is not big enough to eat off a child's menu, but I don't understand. This is something that Ryan Penny always used to say, and I totally agree with him. He said, you know, you have aisles in the supermarket called children's food. You go to a restaurant, it's got child's menu. Why is children's food packaged and presented in a different way to adult food? It's food. Right. And whatever the child is eating should be, I suppose, as good or the same as what an adult
just
is eating.
Just a smaller portion.
Maybe exactly. Smaller portions, and if it's obviously less, obviously we have to consider salt and sugar content for very young babies and children, but, you know, I don't understand this children's food.
But I always I always think the kiddies menu is that kind of comfort food.
Is it you that
food.
Always eats off the kiddies menu?
Sorry,
I just remembered that.
How cruel are you to reveal that on air?
Sorry, I forgot.
She found this out, by the way, because a while back we had been invited to... Was it the W Hotel in Doha?
Oh, I can't remember.
And we'd been invited to a hotel, so we got there late, and I was peckish, so I looked at the menu and I said, I'm going to order the kiddies things. I always order the kiddies things. The guy did say, there's no children in your room. I said, there is. He's about 50 years old and he needs some comfort food. I always think those kiddie selections are kind of, comfort food type food, which is not the case, but that's what's listed. It's always three things, isn't it?
Chicken nuggets.
It helps to have the kid quiet, and that's it.
Exactly, so, yeah. The comfort factor.
Yes, but you know that it's not true, really. It's really not true, because your kids learn from you. So if I'm, for example, feeding all kinds of food to my child, then he's as happy eating that. I did address one cafe and said, why? Oh, that's what the kids want. I said, oh, okay. You know, I don't live in a world where kids make my decisions. You know, I kind of make the decisions for them to a certain age. But it drives me crazy. I have an argument every time. I'd like the ravioli in a smaller portion. No.
But why can't you just buy the whole portion and pack half of it?
Well, that's what they say, but I don't want to take food home.
Yeah, it's tricky. You're out for the day. No, but they won't let you take food home anyway.
No, they do. They say, we'll
a lot
pack
of places
half,
will
some
pack
of them,
for you.
Oh, but wasn't there that whole issue recently about not being able to take food out or takeaways? There had to be a disclaimer signed by the
restaurant.
Some of the hotels, the
diners within the hotels will ask you to sign a disclaimer.
Right.
Yeah.
Listeners, any thoughts on that? Or even restaurateurs here, should there be a change in the menu for kiddies' menu? And what should be on it then? Just regular food?
So many things, like
healthy
spinach
food.
And, I mean, first of all, why do we only have, like a certain type of food. We should have international food. We can have stir fries on there. We can have a lasagna that's full of vegetables, but yummy. There's so much food we can offer.
There you go.
But you realize
there's a little job for you.
Yeah, it's a job for you.
Call me. I'll consult for you.
But could you imagine the strain that I'm not condoning the nonsense that can be on a menu for kids, but the additional work that would be required within the kitchen. Why can't you?
Don't have a children's menu. Just say you can have half a portion.
Absolutely. That
you know,
makes
I always find a healthy option for myself. So I'd like to find a healthy option for my child.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Very interesting topic. Keep those questions coming through on 4001. Now, who did we get to? Oh, Nadia, you've got to tell us these more of these words.
These are great words. Okay, this is one. And I asked my my Filipino friend, I said to her, can you describe to me if you see a baby and you want to squeeze its cheeks? And she says, oh, giggle, giggle. And that's true. There's a word. And my brother cannot see a child without getting his hands into a fist and squeezing their cheek. So giggle.
What does it mean?
It means the urge to pinch or squeeze something that is unbearably cute.
Oh, I love that. That's
giggle.
Alice. She's giggle.
Very giggle.
She's giggle. See,
isn't that wonderful?
Do you want one more?
Yes.
Okay, one more.
Want lots more.
The other one I really liked was, where is it? Meraki. This is a Greek word. Meraki, it's pronounced. Doing something with soul, creativity, or love. It's when you put something of yourself into what you're doing.
Mm.
I love it. Meraki.
Where's that from?
Greece.
Meraki.
Greece needs some soul.
And a lot of money.
I love
number 10.
Oh, you've
your number,
got it.
Your number 10 listing.
What's number 10?
I'll let Nadia read it out to you.
Let's just say this is actually
from
a website,
Chiluba,
isn't it?
Congo. Yunga. A person who is ready to forgive any abuse for the first time, to tolerate it the second time, but never a third.
That would describe the pizza makers of Naples.
Isn't that brilliant?
Younger.
This is from sobadsogood.com, is that right?
Yeah.
How did you stumble upon
this? On Facebook.
Facebook, right.
Someone put it on Facebook and I like these things, so I immediately caught onto it. And I just started and wrote to my brother, you're giggle. So I wrote to my friend, you're this, you're that.
Fantastic.
I just love it.
But there must be words. I mean, there must be words in Arabic, because everyone always says, in comparison to the English language, English language is very dry. The Arabic language is just very rich and wonderful explanations and
like descriptions. Like words of love, for example, how we call someone. We can call them my eyes, my soul, my life, my love, hayati, ayuni, albi, my heart.
What's my heart?
It's just a word of endearment.
No, but what is it in Arabic?
Albi.
Albi, okay, so yes.
Ma albi.
Albi, just albi.
Just albi.
It's my heart. You don't even albi, just my heart.
Mm.
So it's so nice.
So it's always a part of you.
Yes, it's lovely. And you can say it to a child, to a friend, to a lover.
Nice.
On all levels.
I always find when, you know, like even within kind of Egyptian culture, you've got Kultum and she's kind of singing for 3 hours and she's singing maybe 4 love words at different pitches.
Yes.
I find the idea of that so wonderful.
You probably listen to her more than
I do. No, I don't. Just when I first came here, it was, 20 years ago, it was a very different landscape. So there were a lot of, we didn't have the RTA, the drivers. There were a lot of drivers who would listen to Arabic music. There were a lot of Egyptian taxi drivers here.
Yes.
And they would be playing Kultum and the other famous Egyptian singer. The guy who always appeared in a white tuxedo jacket.
Oh, Halim Hafiz.
Yes. So that is the only reason I'm up to speed with it.
Yes.
You see?
It's true.
Mm. I'm a more Dalida, Sabah kind of girl.
Yes.
Not so classical.
Well, but it's fun.
Dalida is classic.
Yeah.
Dalida is brilliant.
She goes down well with a pizza at the weekend.